The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Nafayin tet. Perek ha-mocheret ha-safina. Today's daf is being studied in the Neshmat of Rambin Esther, v'chashem t'nechanu b'gan Eden. Amen. Again, today's daf in Ayin tet amud rishon. We are starting from the two dots. First word on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines down. Machar Ashpa, Machar Zabla. We learned in the Mishnah that if you sell the Ashpa, Ashpa is the garbage dump. That's the hole in the ground that they used to put the waste. So with the hole in the ground comes the Zevil, all the dung that's in there as well. That's where they stored it. It comes with it. We learned in the Mishnah, if you sell the well, for example, the well comes with the water. That's also in the well. These things are tafel to the ikar. They're secondary to the main item. So now the Mishnah over here, the Gemara is going to go into some of the laws of mi'ilah. Well, let's just give an introduction. We know that somebody makes something hekdesh. There's different items that have a different degree of hekdesh. You sanctify certain things are that way for the mizbeach, like an animal. Certain things are that we for actually building of the Beit HaMikdash, for the construction of the Beit HaMikdash. And some items do not have value, not for the Mizbeah and not for the construction, but have value of monetary value. And you'd have to redeem their value and give that value to the Beit HaMikdash. If a person uses Hekdesh for his own personal uses, that's called Mi'ilah. If a person is Mu'il, he has to bring payback plus add a fifth. And also bring a Qurban Hashem. It's basically the laws. So the Gemara begins. Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Tananatan. Kol ra'ui l'mizbeach. Anything that's ra'ui to the mizbeach, that would be like an animal. Velo lebed de kabayit, but not for the actual bed de kabayit, not for the building of the Beit HaMikdash itself. You can't put an animal as a brick. Lebed de kabayit velo l'mizbeach. Or something that's ra'ui for the bed de kabayit, but not ra'ui for the mizbeach. For example, stones and things like that, gold, silver, you can use it for building the Beit HaMikdash, but you can't use it for the Mizbeach. Lo le Mizbeach, v'lo le Beit HaKabayit, if it's not used for anything, not for the Mizbeach, and not for the Beit HaKabayit, that would be, let's say, food, cheese, milk, things like that. You don't put cheese on the Mizbeach, and you can't use it to build. Anyway, all these items, Mo'alim Bahim, is Mi'ilah, if you made them Kadosh, if you made them Hekdesh, they all become kadosh, and they're subject to mi'ilah. Ubama shebetochan. And not only them, but what's in them. If you made them hekdesh, and there's something in them, so the items in them as well take on the laws of hekdesh. Let's read Rashbam immediately. Kol ra'ui l'mizbeach, v'lo lebed dekabayit. Kegon shor, kesed ve'ez, those are animals, timimim, dimhammatfis timimim lebed dekabayit, that's right. You cannot take pure animals that are timimim, that are shalim, that are without blemish, and make them hekdesh for the Beit HaKabayit. It's a suit. A regular animal, if you make it hekdesh, it goes to a korban. That would be birds, also is considered mizbeach. Solet, that's right. Of course, the flower goes on the mizbeach as a mincha. Libuna, frankincense, yayin, shemen. Right, all those items also find themselves on the mizbeach. Wine, oil, all these items are ra'ui for the mizbeach, and they're not ra'ui to be placed in the structure itself of the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaKabayit lo mizbeach, kon zahav, kesef, abanim yikarot, that would be gold, silver, stones, that's for Beit HaKabayit, that's for the construction of the Beit HaMikdash itself, but not for the mizbeach. Lo lazeh, lo lazeh, kegon, halav, givina, muryas, ashpa, asabim. Okay, these are all different types of food stuff or garbage. Asabim is what? Grass. Okay, fine. Good. So Gemara says, Ketzad, Gemara gives an example, back to Gemara, Hegdish bor melea mayim. You magdish a bor, and the bor was filled with water. All you just said is, Ani magdish a bor. You didn't mention anything about the water. Okay? So it said, now the water is ra'ui lebedik habayit. The water is ra'ui for the actual construction, to make the tar, to make the cement. You put the water in the bricks and things like that. That's just what Rashbam says. Bor ma'aleh ma'im, kishikdish lo iskid ila tabor. Ma'im, ra'uiim lebedik habayit lasot tit, velo lemizbeach, de ma'im mechun nasim pesum nitzucha ma'im. Good point. You can't use that water for nitzucha ma'im. Because any, even though it's sukkot, they pour water on the mizbeach, but you're not, once you collect it, In a bor, it's pasul. It's got to be drawn from the well, from the spring into the keli, and then onto the mizbeach. So this water is not for the mizbeach because it's not that way, because it was collected. Also, cannot be used for cleaning the korbanot. They used to clean the meat before they put it on the mizbeach, but they didn't use water that was collected from a bor. They had a stream that ran by the azara of the Beit HaMikdash and used that water. So this water, basically, as Rashbam proves, is not for the mizbeach. It's just for the Bedekabait, okay? Anyway, next case, Ashpatot Meleot Zevel, you were magnesian Ashpa, that's filled with Zevel. Now, that's obviously for nothing, not for the Mizbeah, and not for Bedekabait. You can't use dung, not for the Mizbeah, obviously, and you can't use it even for construction, okay? But it's Kodesh for Damim, its value as a Hegdesh. Shovach Meleonim, a dove coat. You made Hegdesh on the dove coat, and it's filled with doves. Now, what do you think that's that we for? So Rashbam says, "Shovach maliyunim ra'ui lemizbeach v'lo lebedekabayit." Okay, we understand that you can use the dove coat for sure. The doves you can use for the mizbeach and the dove coat as well. What's the dove coat made out of? Wood. So he says, "It's ra'ui for the mizbeach." I guess what for the wood? The wood of the mizbeach. Now, why can't you use the wood for the construction? It's also considered kedusha bedekabayit. So he says, "No, the lo hazul shekam bebinyan." They're not ra'ui to put in as construction. We'll see why. V'ashovach atzmo lo ugdash ila ledamav. Oh, even worse. The shovach itself is nothing. The shovach is only for its damim, for its value. It's not ra'ui for the mizbeach, and not ra'ui even for construction. Why? Ti'im oklin otome mekomo letome binyan. If you're going to, let's say, take this dove coat and now take it apart and use it for the binyan, Zev said gadol. It's a big loss. Right. Shashovach nemkar beyoker. The shovach is worth a lot of money, and that use the wood for take it apart. So that when you make an hegdesh, that's not your kavanah. To use it for something that's very, very cheap, and therefore you're going to cause yourself a great loss. Okay. Very good. Next case. Sadeh melea asabim. That's what a field that's filled with grass. Ilan nasui perot. Well, the way that Rashbam learns it, ilan male perot. It's a tree that's laden with fruit. Rashbam's line is lo lemezbeach v'lo lebedek habayit. Okay, it's neither. Then the binyan lohazi. Okay, I guess you cannot use it for construction. Ul korban nami lohazi. Okay, these fruit cannot be brought on the mezbeach. Kichos seor v'chod devash lo taktiru. This belongs to the Kohen. It's like Bikurim. It's not for the Mizbeach itself. Okay, look at the next one. Sadeh male asabim. He put it backwards. Asabim wa hazul lo mizul lo bedik habayit. Okay, grass is not to the Mizbeach and not to the bedik habayit. Okay, anyway, all these cases. What do you got?
It's in the fourth year, though. Don't they go on
the Mizbeach? No, the Kodesh, I don't think they put them on the Mizbeach. They give them to the Kohen. Give him to the Kohen.
You're right, the wood from the tree.
No, I guess it's not worthy. You don't cut it down. You lose the tree.
Right.
It's the same logic. Anyway, so therefore it says, all these items over here, what's the point? The point is when you magdish the item, whatever's in it also becomes kadosh. Mo'alim bahem, u'bemashi betucham. The me'ilah is on them, and what's inside of them, Rashbam. If you benefited it, let's say a shave peruta's worth, kegon it's niya hafasav bebor. Okay, that's one case. Let's say you use the bor, you put something in the bor. That's using the bor. Or horid sham habid shemaim lekared. Or you took, let's say, a barrel of water and you dropped it into the bor in order to keep it cool, so it's benefiting from the bor. V'chein im talach hafasabin, or you hung something from the tree, or natan yonim b'shovach, or you put, let's say, more doves into the dove coat. V'niach zavlo b'mkom ashpato, or you put your garbage or your zevil into the ashpa. Those are all examples of using the item itself. So you have me oil bor. U'b'mashe b'tochan, and you also oil on what's inside them. Im ne'enem migufan. For example, you ate the perot from the tree. U'mina yonim. Umenamayim, or you benefited from the water or the doves. Okay, the point is the me'ilah itself is on the item, the board, and what's inside the seder, and what's on top of it, the tree, and what's growing from it. Okay, that's the Gemara. So Gemara says, however. Aval, Hikdish Bor. Same case, Kamel Hikdish on the Bor. The Arkach Netmale Mayim. Then the water came into the Bor. So the time of Hikdish, there wasn't water in the Bor. Ashpa, Barkach Netmale Azeve, Shobach, Barkach Netmale Yonim, Ilan, Barkach Mashaperot, Sade, Barkach Netmale Asabim. All these cases, the items that were inside of them didn't surface till after the Hikdish. Mu'alim Bahim. The me'ilah is only on the item that was there at the time of the Hekdesh, but not what is came after. That's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda. What's the logic? So he says over here in the Rashbam, "En mu'adim b'mash shebetochan." It's filled with Rabbi Yehuda. "En mu'adim b'gedulin." The mishum grama de kagarim le karka Hekdesh ligadel. En alasot Hekdesh. The mekom akom en mamon Hekdesh b'olav ben. Which means, the Buddha says, just because the field is Hekdesh, what grew after is not considered Hekdesh. It grew on a field that was Hekdesh, but that's not Hekdesh. It grew on a field that's Hekdesh, but it's not considered that Hekdesh is in the actual item itself. If the fruit was on the field at the time of the Hekdesh, good, make it Hekdesh, everything on the field also becomes Hekdesh. But the growth after is not included. So comes Gemara and says, that's the Buddha's opinion. What does the Biyose say? The Biyose Omer, המקדיש את השדה ואת האילן, a guy is מקדיש a field and a tree, מועלים בהם ובגדול להן. The מעילה is on them, and whatever grows from them, מפני שהם גדולי הקדש. He doesn't know, it grew from הקדש, whatever grows from הקדש, is considered הקדש itself. So now, this is the analysis for the next daf over here. We have מחלוקת רבי יהודה and רבי יוסף. How do you understand this מחלוקת? רבי יהודה says, well, clearly we have cases where the stuff is already on the field or on the in the board, in the ashpa. Everybody agrees it sounds like a dish for the item and whatever's inside of it. That's not a machloket. Then the Biyudah comes along and says, yeah, but if it came after in all the cases. No, let's always give the two classic cases. Whether it's board and the water came after, or a field and the tree and the stuff and the trees grew after, no good. The Hekdesh is on the board, but not on what came after. The Hekdesh is on the field, not what came after. That's clearly Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. He doesn't make a chiluk between bor v'sadeh. Rabbi Yosef then comes along and says, ah, by sadeh, by sadeh is different. Now we don't know what Rabbi Yosef holds by bor. He didn't mention bor. Must be agrees. Must be when it comes to bor and the water comes after, that I agree with you. But Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, but by the field, Feel this Hekdesh, or whatever grows from Hekdesh is considered Hekdesh. And that's one way of learning. And we're going to have to see the Gemara exactly what the Rabbi Yosef was saying. So comes the Gemara and says, Tanya Amar Rabbi. Rabbi comes along and says, Nir'in Devre Rabbi Yehuda Bebor Veshovach. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi is making like a compromise of it. He said, listen, it seems that the halakha would be like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to the bor in the dovecote. That since the items came after, they're not considered hekdesh. Right? Only the bor itself, only the dovecote itself. V'divrei Rabbi Yosef b'sadeh v'ilan. But I also see Rabbi Yosef's logic when it comes to the sadeh. Hear what he's saying? I'm taking Rabbi Yehuda by bor,
and I'm taking Rabbi Yosef by the field. No, he's taking a compromise. I like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to the board, and then the water came after. I agree with him. Only the board is Hekdesh. And I like Rabbi Yosef when he said the Gaber, the field. That the field, even though the growth happened after, it's considered Hekdesh. Gemara says, Hai Mai. What does this mean over here? I have no problem. When you tell me that it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Bor Veshovach, Mechlal de Palig Asadeh Ve'ilan. Good. Which means you want to take Rabbi Yehuda on this, but not the Gabe Sadeh Ve'ilan. Because there's a machlok in Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda the Gabe Sadeh Ve'ilan. So I want to go with Rabbi Yehuda by Bor. Meaning, La Pukeh, the exclusion of Sadeh Ve'ilan. I don't have a problem with that. Because there is definitely a machloket by Sadeh Ve'ilan. Ela, nir'in deve Rabbi Yosef v'Sadeh Ve'ilan. But when you come along and say that you're taking Rabbi Yosef by Sadeh, Michlal de Parigi Bebor Veshovach, you're implying that he argues on the board case. Ve'ar Rabbi Yosef Sadeh Ve'ilan ka'amar. Which means, all Rabbi Yosef argued was on Sadeh Ve'ilan. He didn't argue on Bor. Which means you didn't really.
You could have just said,
Halakha Rabbi Yosef. Halakha Rabbi Yosef. That what? By Bor, the water that came after is not Hekdesh, in the field, yeah. But the way you said it, you're mashma that Rabbi Yosef argues by Bor. That's not so. The Gemara doesn't accept that yet. That's not so. He agrees with the only Mahluk is by. By the field. So Gemara says, "Avichi tema lidvarav de Rabbi Yehuda ka'amar." If you're going to tell me what Rabbi meant, he meant lidvarav de Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean, lidvarav Yehuda? Which means, maybe you're going to come and tell me like this, that really Rabbi Yosef holds that what? That also by a bor and a shovach, like we said, that the bor, that really he holds by all the cases. By bor and the water comes after. By the shovach that goes after. By the field and the thing goes after. Everything is like this. Maybe in the chedam, maybe he argues. Maybe really Rabbi Yehuda argues on maybe Rabbi Yosef argues Rabbi Yehuda in everything. Maybe in the chedam, maybe that's so. Oh, and what was Rabbi then coming along and saying? So Rabbi was coming along and saying, the dvarav the Rabbi Yehuda ka'amar. Which is the kavanah of Rabbi Yosef was like this. I agree that there's always considered me'ila, even bor v'shovach. But ata hodeli lefachot b'sadeh ve'ilan. Which is that what he was saying. I hold it's across the board. But lefachot agreed to me to be Yehuda that by sadeh, that it should become a hikdash, because at least it grew together. And that's what Rabbi was saying. Rabbi was saying that Nir'in Devrei Rabbi Yosef L'Rabbi Yehuda, which is when he said Rabbi Yosef's deen, it's Nir'in Rabbi Yosef L'Gabe Afield, he was saying Rabbi Yosef's telling that to Rabbi Yehuda. Listen, I argue with you on all the cases, but at least agree with me L'Gabe Afield. Don't argue with me on every case. Meaning he wasn't saying two separate things. He was saying really the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef. But his point is to say is Rabbi Yosef that says by field, he's talking to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, I argue with you on all the cases, but at least agree to me that Rabbi Yehuda feel that if the stuff that grew after should be considered Hekdesh. But really Rabbi Yosef argues on all the cases. What?
Like Tarakamah.
Well, who's Tarakamah?
The Mishnah above.
No. The first case is talking about what's on the field itself. At the time like this, nobody argues on that. We're talking about where it grew after, where the water came after. So really, I tell you, Rabbi Yehuda argues on all the cases. And Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, listen, I argue with you on all the cases, but the Fahad agree with me on the field case. You can't say that. Batanya, I'm Rabbi Yosef, en ani ro'eh devre shel Rabbi Yehuda besadeh ve'ilan. He clearly says, I don't see Rabbi Yehuda's logic when it comes to Sadeh Ve'ilan, mepne shehen gidule hekdesh. He says it clearly, what his contention against Rabbi Yehuda was. Besadeh Ve'ilan u de'enu ro'eh, ha bebor v'shovach ro'eh. But Rashi is only arguing him by Sadeh Ve'ilam, but not by Bor. This is what it means to say. Nir'in Divre Rabbi Yehuda L'Rabbi Yoseh Be'bor Ve'shovach She'af Rabbi Yoseh Lo Nechlak Alav Ela B'Sadeh Ve'ilam Ava Be'bor Ve'shovach Modile. You know what? Really, all Rabbi was coming to do was to explain Rabbi Yoseh. Not to say, I'm taking the Biyuda when it comes to this, and I'm taking the Biyuse when it comes to that. Nah, really, the Biyuse agrees to the Biyuda in all the cases. He only argues with him on the case of the field. And that's exactly what the Biyuse is coming to do. Don't make the mistake and think that the Biyuse is arguing against the Biyuda on all the cases. No, he agrees with him, the Gaber, the Bor case, and he's only arguing with the Gaber, the field case, and therefore that's the way you're supposed to learn the Biyuda's case. Nir'in, I mean again, Haki Kabar, Nir'in Devei Rabbi Yehuda, the Biyuda makes sense, L'Rabbi Yoseh, only L'Gabe Bor V'Shovach, then they agree, but L'Gabe Field, Rabbi Yoseh argues. So all Rabbi's, initially we thought Rabbi's coming to be Halakha. We told him, I go with Rabbi Yehuda like this, and I go with Rabbi Yoseh like this. Oh, we couldn't understand what he was saying. No, we're not saying that anymore. Now, all the Rabbi's doing for us is, hey, you might have a confusion what Rabbi Yoseh holds. Because all Rabbi Yoseh has talked about is field. Ah, what is it all by board? Ah, that's exactly what Rabbi comes in to say. Ah, Rabbi Yoseh sees Rabbi Yehuda, meaning he agrees to him, the Gaber, Bor, the Shavach, and all those cases, and he just argues with him, the Gaber field. Oh, thank you, Rabbi. Rabbi, you helped me a lot. Now you explain to me at least what Rabbi Yoseh holds. Because I could have learned Rabbi Yoseh to the extreme. No. Then in Rabbi Yehudah, Rabbi Yoseh, it seems that Rabbi Yoseh will agree to Rabbi Yehudah, the Gaber, Bor, the Shavach, and all those things. If the item came afterwards, it's not considered Hegdesh, but I'll argue with him the Gabe field. That's a different way of learning. Look at the, by the way, that's the Rashi. Now look at the Hachi Kamar. That's the Hachi Kamar. Kalamar. Hai v'divrei Rabbi Yoseh de Kamar, Rabbi Lav and Nir'in Kai. Lomar Nir'in divrei Rabbi Yoseh. It's not that it seems the halakha is like Rabbi Yoseh. No. Nir'in divrei Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yoseh. Jesus, Rabbi Yoseh understood Rabbi Yehuda, and he agreed to Rabbi Yehuda by Bor, and he just argued with him by the field. We thought he was saying, and I'm saying it again, what is Nir'in? It seems. So we thought Rabbi was saying two things. It seems halakha is like Rabbi Yehuda with this, and it seems halakha is like Rabbi Yoseh with this. No, now we're saying no. It seems that Rabbi Yoseh agrees to Rabbi Yehuda with this, by Bor, and he argues with him only by field. Oh, I was like, what? They explained it to me. So comes the Gemara and says, Tanu Rabbanan, another brighter, same subject. Hikdishan Rekanim. Same stories of above. You made Hikdish on these islands when they were empty. When they were empty, the board was empty, the field was empty. Then after it got filled, Mu'alim Bahim. Okay. So there's mi'ila on them. Ve'en mu'alim bema shebetuchan. Okay, so only the item itself, but not what comes after. Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Af mu'alim bema shebetuchan. Okay, there's mi'ila even on what comes after. Amar Abba, mahloket besadeh ve'ilan. Oh, this whole mahloket that we just read is talking about a field. Tanakama savrila k'rabi Yehuda. Tanakama, this bright, the holds like Rabbi Yehuda in the last bright Mishnah that we learned that what? That even by a field, the stuff that grows after is not considered Hekdesh. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Savar, Lak, Rabbi Yoseh. Very good. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yoseh, that in the field, the stuff that grows after is considered Hekdesh. Good. Aval Bebor Veshovach. But when it comes to Bor Veshovach, Devrea Kol Mo'alim Bahen, Ve'em Mo'alim. Beautiful. But when it comes to Bor V'Shovach, and the stuff comes after, everybody agrees, only the item itself, but not what comes after. Exactly like we learned the Machloket. You see, we have a similar understanding. Machloket is only the gabay fields, but not the gabay the other items. Oh, let's continue. Amar le Abaye. Abaye comes along and says, "Ve'lahadetanya." Oh, but we have a brayta. Everything we said now is very good, but you have a problem from the following brayta. Hikdishan mele'in. If the board was filled, mu'alim bahem u'mashe betucham. No problem. You more on that, and whatever is inside, because it's all together. It'll be Elazar, it'll be Shimon, mahlif. Oh. Very hard to understand. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon switches. Meaning in this case, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon says, you're only Magdish. The board is only Magdish, but not the water. So he's Rabbi Elazar saying something very, very strange. First he told me that what? When the water, when you have the board, first the board, the water is not in the... in the board, so everybody agrees. When the water is not in the board, everybody agrees that only the board is ekdesh and not the not the water that comes after. Now, what is that mashma? But if the water is in the board at the time, so then of course it's going to be considered ekdesh. And then he tells me at the end that what if he was maleh, Rabbi Elazar's mahlif, and he says no, only the board and not the water. Which sounds like he's saying, when it comes to mile'im, that's when you say only the board, not the water. And when the water is not there, then you say the water is ekdesh. Mahlif, he says the reverse. Od pam. The brayta says mile'im, if the water is in the board. Don't get confused. The water is in the board. That's mile'im, yes? What does Tarakama say? Mu'alim bahem u'mashu b'ducham. Pashut. Mu'alim on that and the water. What does Abiy al-Azad say? Mahlif. What does the word mahlif mean? He switches. What do you mean he switches? Sounds like he holds. Switching. Oh, in this case over here, only the board. Only the board. The water is in it at the time of Ekdesh. I don't hold like that. Now, from that, it's mashma. That what? Kol sheken. Kol sheken when the water is not in the board. Correct? The water is in the board, the water doesn't get taken there. Because the water is not in the board. Right? Yes. Only problem is, in the Resha, but you said clearly that when the water is not in the board, right? When the water is not in the board, then the Bilazar comes along and says, only the board. Mashma, that when the water is in the board, it is. Then he tells me to say, ah, no. Even when the water is in the board, nothing. Now you have to understand what the logic of such a shita would be, that even if the water is in the board, it's not going to become hekdesh. Let's read the Rashbam for a second. Bottom Rashbam. The Rabbi Elazar mahlif. He hadif shitato. He basically switched the shita around now. Why? The le'el gabe hekdeshin lekanin mu'alim b'mashe betochan. Right before he said what? Gabe hekdeshan lekanin mu'alim b'mashe betochan. Oh, actually, go back to the last braita. The last braita said, "Hekdeshan lekanim." Oh, by the way, it's even worse. Rabbi Elazar said above, when you magdish it empty, and then the stuff comes in, it's hekdesh. Read that inside. Go back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up from the Gemara. Hekdeshan lekanim. Oh, that's really a reverse now. Now it really makes no sense. Rabbi Elazar is saying a reverse logic. When the stuff wasn't in it, and then it came, the Hekdesh. When it's in it at the time, not Hekdesh. That's now we know why the word Mahlif was used. It was Mahlif. He's saying the opposite logic.
Maybe the guy said...
oh, so we have to see. Understand the machlok? There's a stira in Nabil Azar. Nabil Azar, we have a brighter. It's all the same brighter, by the way. Brighter starts off. Hikdishan, Rekarim. Empty. The board is empty. What does the Nabil Azar say? When the, even though the water was not there, when the water comes in eventually, it's Hikdish. Okay? Hadush. Even though it was not there when you made it. Then he says, oh, but if the water was there at the time, the water is not Hikdish. Mahlif, you're turning around your shita. Sagar Rashbam. Abiyazam Mahlif. החליף שיטתו דלעיל גם בהקדשם לקנים מועדים במה שבתוכן ואחר כאמר אין מועדים במה שבתוכן ומשום דמלתה דתמה היא right, it's a shock such a שיטה דקות שקרקה ואין למען מועדים במה שבתוכן that's why we use the word מחליף. The word Mahlif is like, he made an about face. You just told me even when it's not in the board, it's like this. Don't you care when it's in the board, it's like this. You told me not like that. So he says, oh, now we get to the point. V'i besadeh v'ilan. Now, if you're telling me over here that they're talking about sadeh v'ilan, am I Mahlif? Look at the Rashbam. Top Rashbam. V'i besadeh v'ilan. If the case that you were talking about above is a field, you made a field when it was rekan, when it was empty. So what does the Be'azar come along and say? Even though the trees are going to grow after, they become Hekdesh. Okay, no problem. Amay Mahlif. Why are you saying Mahlif? Kol sheken hacha demo'alim b'ma shemetochan. Dikatarti. Gidulei Hekdesh, v'gam Hekdesh Hakol b'yachad. Right? Which means, if you're learning that the case that they were arguing on was a field, so then it makes no sense what he's saying. Why? Because if you tell me in a field that the trees didn't grow yet, you're saying what? He holds that the trees that grow are Hekdesh. Kol sheken, when the trees are on the field, certainly you made it Hekdesh when the trees were on the field. Certainly it should be considered Hekdesh. V'ikatarti. You have two things going for you. Gidulei Hekdesh. Number one, it's growing from Hekdesh. V'gam Hekdesh Hakol B'yachad. And now you did it all together. D'lo gara memocher elam. Now watch. I'bebor v'shovach mukmitla. But if you're learning the case that they argued was bor v'shovach, because all the brightest said, by the way, was when you were Magdish or Tam when they were empty.
We don't know what.
Magdish what when you're empty. So we understood, empty means field. And the only Mahlok was by field, and by board everybody agrees. But if you learn the case, no, maybe empty means a board that was empty. I can explain the Mahlok. Understand what you mean? The Gemara is saying like this. There will be a logic to make a chiluk when it comes to a board, whether it's empty or not. I can understand the Bishalom. I don't know how yet, but the Gemara says, trust me, if it's board that they're arguing on, I can explain the Bishalom's logic. Why when it's empty, the water is Kadosh, and when it's full, the water is not Kadosh. No problem with that. But if you're going to learn it like you want to learn, that they're only arguing by the field, that's the case when they're discussing as a field, the Tanakama that said the trees are not Hekdesh goes like the Biuda, and the other one said that the trees are Hekdesh goes like the Biyoseh, then I can explain it. Because then, if you tell me when the trees are not on the field, it's Hekdesh, when the trees are on the field, they grew from Hekdesh, and you made Hekdesh, you say, then you're right. If you're saying that, then I have no understanding then it makes no sense to be Azad. Then I have zero understanding. But if you say they're arguing on board, I can give an understanding. How? Gemara says, Elama Rabba, Rabba says, I'll tell you like this, Machloket bebor veshovach. The machlok between the B, Tanakama and the B Azad was by bor. Empty bor. Tanakama comes along and says, empty bor, the water is not like this. The B Azad says, empty bor, the water is it this? Really, I'm going back now. Really, I tell you, the machloket is by board. Avad b'sadeh ve'ilan, devrei hakol mo'alim b'hem. But by sadeh ve'ilan, everybody holds what grows from sadeh ve'ilan is it this? U'bemash betucham and mo'alim b'mash betucham. What's on it? U'bebor v'shovach berekanim b'may peligi. U'bemelein b'may peligi. Oh, now what's the machloket when they're full and empty? How do you explain it? Berekanim peligi b'fluktad rabim i'ver banan. When the board is empty, I'll say the machlok is Rabbi Meir Rabbanan. The Tana Kamas Sabar La Kerabbanan. The Amli En Adam Makne Davash Shelo Ba'ale Olam. Oh, very good. When the water is not in the board, what's Tana Kamas logic? The water is not like this. Because En Adam Makdish Davash Shelo Ba'ale Olam. Just like you cannot sell something that didn't come into the world, you cannot. Is there water in the board yet? No. So how can you make this something that didn't come into the world yet? It's not here. So just like you cannot sell something that didn't come yet, you cannot be magdish something that didn't come yet. V'Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kavli Meir, and Rabbi Elazar was like Rabbi Damar. Adam Makdida Vashonu Ba'al Olam. And he goes, you can. Beautiful. So now I understand the mahlok of the empty board. The mahlok is surrounding what? Can you sell something that did not come yet to the world yet? Tanakama says you can't. Rabbi Elazar says you can. Wait. Imu deshamat nel Rabbi Meir kigon perot dekel Davidi datu. When did Rabbi Meir say that you could sell something that didn't come into the world yet? That's when you're selling a tree because the fruit are destined to come. So therefore, it's not Baal Olam yet, but it's going to be. It's going to come into the world. However, Hani Miyamar Da'atu. But here, who says the water is ever going to come in? It's talking about a way where you have a bore and there's a stream of water that's flowing and eventually it's going to get to the bore. It's automatic. It's just a matter of time till the water flows from the stream into the bore. It's not a long shot. This could happen. And the dovecote is talking about where there's no doves now, but you have your dovecote right next to this dovecote, and for sure your bird's going to fly into that one, and therefore it's just automatic. You know what's the mahalukah when it's full? Now we're going to go reverse logic. It's full. How can it be that come and tell me a board that's full, the water is not included? You came along and you said, "Ani magdish abor." What's the machloket? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, tava la ke'abu. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon. The Amar, Danin din gavoa midin hidyot. The laws of Hekdesh are learned from the regular laws of Hidyot. When a person sells something, it's the same law that as a person makes something Hekdesh. Ma din hidyot, matzi Amar, bira zvinilach, maya lo zvinilach. Remember we learned? Guy sells a board. There's water in the board. He could come along and say, listen, Mukhir Ba'ayn Na'am, Mukhir. I sold you a board. I didn't sell you the water. We said that. The Sivara, that buy your board. Right? The board with the water in it. The guy sells the minimum amount. I sold you the water. I sell you the water. Similarly, Avdin Gavawa, Bira Agdish, Mayalo Agdish. Same thing by Agdish. I was Magdish the board. I wasn't Magdish the water. So he holds that what? Ba'ayn Na'am factor. One more line. Tanakama was the opposite. He said, no, Hekdesh is different. Even though by Hidyot, maybe you'll say Ayn Ra, but by Hekdesh, Ayn Yafa. You give everything to Hekdesh. That's not, you don't compare. And you're going to ask me a question. Okay, Rabbi, it's still strange. You're telling me, now we understand the two sides of the machloket over here. When the board is empty, what's the issue over here? Can a person magdish davar shelo ba'ala olam? The water is not really in the olam yet. But it's on the way. Oh, so that's already machlokin. Tarakama says, no, it's not here. In adam makneh davar shelo ba'ala olam, in adam magdish davar shelo ba'ala olam. What does Rabbi Azab Rabbi Shimon say? No. Adam makneh davar shelo ba'ala olam, if it's coming, and this water is coming. It's just strange. In that case, we say Magdish Ba'ayin Yafa. Yeah, we say that case over there.
Why would you call it Ayin Yafa? Why would you call it the board is doing its function? If I give the
heck. No, because you just told me. You told me when the water is in the board. Okay, the water is in the board. The water is not included. Because Magdish Ba'ayin Yafa. When the water is not in the board, then he's generous. Yeah, the board, the water. You have to say Hiluk. That what? That when the water's,
when a guy sells a board, if a guy sells a board, no. Right, and then it fills up, no one's going to say that water belongs to the original owner. Even if he sells the board,
of course.
So similarly with Hekdesh, if I makdish a board, whatever comes into it belongs to Hekdesh. That's
okay.
So it's not Ayin Ra'a.
Okay, very good. That's exactly the halukah. So you have to speak that out. Right. Very good. You're exactly right. Look at the Rashbam. Rashbam speaks that out. Look at the Saval Leke Abu. We learned above, when you magdish a field, good. Rabbi Shimon, we learned above, when a guy makes a hekdesh, he owes nothing, becomes a hekdesh except the field. Because Ayin Ra'ay and Magdish, the Danin Din Gavoa Medin Hidyot. Just like by Hidyot, Mocher Borstam.
לא מחר את ממה, it doesn't include the water, כדי מפרש בסמוק, וזה לא כבר איתים. Not like our Mishnah. Actually, we have a Mishnah that said, Machar Bor, Machar Memav. But we're going to find a Shita that says, not like that. If you sell the Bor, it doesn't include the water. Afdin Gavoh, Miu, Hecha De'em Bo Mayim, Mishat Tekdesh. But if there's no water at the time of Tekdesh, Kodshea Mayim, Be'im Nahar Mikan. The water that comes after will be like this. The Adam Makne Davash Shoma La'olam, V'dato Ayal Kishan. The Davash Shelo Zakha Bo Adayin, on something that is not his yet, then I come into the board, lekalimar ayin ra'a. You don't say ayin ra'a. He was magdish the board is like this, whatever comes into the board makes it like this. Avak kashabur ma'le ma'im, it's his already, the water is by him, now he can hold back something of the board. V'abur shelohin, v'u egdish abur, ikalimar damayim shiyin la'atzmo. You can say the water, he kept himself. Mashik, once he makes a dish to the board, the whole thing's like this, no, whatever comes to the board is like this. Mashik, when it's all starting by me, I can hold back stuff. The board here, the water, no. But when I make the board like this, whatever comes in the board like this as well. It's not Bala Olam? I don't know if that's Bala Olam. As long as it's on the way, it's okay. Good?
You don't need that separate.
Yeah, you do. You do. You do because there's no water here. Tarekama says the water is not Ekdesh in this case because it's Lo Bala Olam. They hold, even if it's on the way, it's Lo Bala Olam. It's got to be there. It's got to be there. Huh?
Then who does the water belong to?
So as what Hakamim, when the water comes into the board, the water is mine. The water is not Ekdesh. It's in a board that's like this? Okay, so watch. So take it out. The Rabbi Shimon says, no. The Rabbi Shimon says, Adam Mechneh Dabar Shalom. Can I sell you a tree? Does it include the perot? Absolutely. Because the perot are going to come out for sure. So here too also, the case is talking about where there's a board, there's a stream of water, the water is just going to go right into the board eventually. So therefore it's considered Dabar. It's lo ba la'olam, but it's going to ba. It's going to come. So therefore, it counts. So the Gemara has one last question. The Gemara says, wait, mechila, vidin hidyot lo? You know, the Gemara threw this in as if it was a pashut item, that, oh yeah, we learned it already. When you sell a board, it doesn't include the water. We never learned that, by the way. Behatinan, machar bor, machar memav. It clearly says in the Mishnah, when you sell the board, it comes with the water. So you stuck that right in as if it was a davar pashut. We never learned that. It's the opposite. When you sell a board, the water is included. Because that's the way you want to explain to be Azar. Just like when you sell a board, the water is not included. So too, when you make a dish, the water is not included. Is ayna? Ayna? What are you talking about? We never learned that.
He goes, no. Amar Abba matnitin yichidahi.
Well, that Mishnah, by the way, is a da'at yahid. It's an opinion of a yahid because we have a braita that says the opposite. Why? Titanya machar bor lo machar memav. That's the majority opinion. Rabbi Natan Omer, Machar Bor, Machar Memav. Which means, our Mishnah, that Mishnah is a Da'at Yahid. It's actually Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan holds Machar Bor, Machar Memav. But we found rabbis in the Brat that argue with that. They hold Machar Bor, Lo Machar Memav. So don't worry, don't ask me for my Mishnah. The Mishnah is Da'at Yahid. But really, the Hakamim hold what? When you sell a boar, it doesn't include the water. Oh, now let's go back. When you sell a boar, it doesn't include the water. So what's the machlok in it? Do you say the same thing by Hikdesh? Tanakama says, no, that's by Hidyot. The guy's stingy. But when a guy is making Hikdesh, it includes. According to Rabbi Al-Azhar, same thing. Hidyot, the guy's stingy. He's stingy when he makes Hikdesh as well. That's one more point. It means clarity. If I were to ask you now, who's the halakha? I sell you a boar. There's water in the boar. Does the boar come with the water? Now, I read this Gemara, I say, well, the only shita that said the boar comes with the water is Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan is a da'at yahid. Majority of the rabbis say, machar boar, lo machar, etamayim. But even though the Mishnah took Rabbi Natan's opinion, the Mishnah clearly said, Hamocher etabor machar memat. The Mishnah said that. Oh, we don't go with that Mishnah. That's a binatan. I would say that also. But the Rashbam says a big hadush over here. He says, you don't say over here the regular rules, he's a yahid, you don't go with him. On the contrary, you go with the Stam Mishnah that says, Hamocher et
Habor Macharet Memav. Now, what happened? But he's only a single opinion.
So look at the bottom Rashbam. Matnitin Yechidahi. That's the Rashbam in the paper. Rabbi Natan Ka'amala. Aval Rabbanan Paligi Ale. Mihu Hilcheta Kematnitin. Talakha is like the Mishnah. Keda Amar B'yibamor. The stamp B'matnitin. Umahloket B'baraita. Halakha Kestam B'matnitin.
Oh, Hadush. A stam Mishnah and a machloket and a braita, halakha is like the stam Mishnah. Amishnah didn't say names. Amishnah just said hamocher et abor machar et tamayim. Braita is a machloket. Hachamim argue. Hachamim only argued in the braita. How come they didn't argue in the Mishnah? Stam Mishnah against the machloket in a braita. Vafagat zekamal yichidahi. Oh, even though the Mishnah said, even though we just said, oh, that's a dat yachid. Not to mean that we don't hold like it. Ela lashmeinan, the Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon svira lekerabanan. Aval kashamora omer davar medato lasot lechita eter uesur odin u'makshil u'matnitin u'mishani yachidai lo svira lanki ayim mishnah da amora asamchina u'kadmon. That's not the din.
Which means, but when it comes to this case over here, you have a stam in the Mishnah, a machloket in the braita, no problem. You go to stam mishnah. That's not a case of yachid v'rabim laka kerabim. However, what would be a case is aval. Three lines to the bottom. Kishe amora omer davar medarto. When let's say amora comes along and says halacha lifsok ilcheta heter o isur whatever mutar o asur odin umakshel mematnitin. Say, Rabbi, how can you say halacha is mutar? The Mishnah says asur umeshani yechidaahi. And then we say, oh, no, that Mishnah. That Mishnah is Da'at Yachid. Lo svira lan ka'i Mishnah. Then you don't go like the Mishnah. De Amora'a samchinam. You go like the Amora. Uchman de Amara Amora. Let ilcheta kematnitin dame. Uchman de Amara Amora. Let ilcheta kematnitin dame. So when Amora comes along and says, you have that many times. Amora makes a statement. Rabbi, but you're going against Befirush Mishnah. Oh, no, that Mishnah is Da'at Yachid. Then you go with the Amora. Here, it's all Tanaim. You have a Stam Mishnah that goes like Rabbi Natan, and you have a Braita that brings the opinion of the Hachamim, and that, you take the Stam Mishnah. So it's very interesting. Even though the Gemara says, the Mishnah, Yahid. But that guy's like the Yahid, by the way. That's the Hadush of the Torah. Anyway, the review of what came out over here, a very interesting Shita. The biggest Hadush of this Daf is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. It's reverse logic, you think. Have a board. Without water, the water becomes a dish. With water, it doesn't. That's the biggest chiddush of the daf. And what's the logic? Water on the way. Adam makne davar shelo ba la'olam. Adam makdish davar shelo ba la'olam. It's on the way. It's coming. It's like the case of I say hareat mikudesh shidi goy. Hareat mikudesh shidi. I'm not that I convert. According to these rabbis, it works because it's in his hands to convert. It's able. It can happen. He could do it. So therefore, even though at the time that he did it, he was a goy. According to these opinions, the kiddushin is hal. Similarly over here, the water is going to come in. This is better. The water, you don't got to make a ma'asiv, and the water is going to come in by itself. The doves are going to fly into the dove court itself. Oh, but when the waters are in, no good. Ayin ra'ah factor. Just like when I sell ba'ayin ra'ah. When I'm magdish, I also magdish ba'ayin ra'ah. Good. Baruch Adonai Olam.